All right, we are heading into the last week of this quarter. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today, Monday, June 28th, so that you know what's going on. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Marcus.
Well, last week, the indices finished up with a bang, right? I mean, S&P again making new record highs.
Yeah, S&P saw its best week since February, and strong end of the week there. Part of it sounds like the core PCE, personal expenditures price index, really helped. We know that that's something that the Fed looks at to make a decision on inflation and the concerns there. And after we've seen, back-to-back inflation data that was actually worse than expected, this came out better than expected. So I think it kind of calmed some of the inflation fears.
Yeah, and I mean, also Nasdaq, even though Nasdaq finished down on Friday, I mean, it has its best week since April 9th. And if you're
Yeah.
looking at the Dow is also, well, still a little bit away from making new all-time highs here, but catching up, it's now less than 2% away. And pretty much all indices are up thus far between 12 and 14% for the year. So that's a pretty good start into the year.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right.
Looking like a positive start today too. E-mini S&P slightly higher, and looking like S&P at least right now is going to hang on to those highs. NASDAQ also higher. Dow flat, down a little bit, but I'd say for all intents and purposes, flat heading into the open.
Yeah, so let's talk about what traders are focusing on this week. And I mean, since inflation is a little bit off the table right now, let's just see the economic calendar and what is happening here. So not a whole lot going on today, but then tomorrow we will see consumer confidence. But I think the biggie will be here, actually, the unemployment rate, the jobs
Yep.
report on Friday.
Yep. June jobs report, the jobs report being released the first Friday of the month. That's always going to be a biggie, and that will be the focus this week for sure.
Well, but then also, I mean, we haven't heard anything from infrastructure packages until last week. So this were last week on Thursday, President Biden said that a group of Republican and Democratic senators had reached a deal. What was it? $1.2 trillion? Does that sound about right?
Maybe 1.3, but who
Somewhere
give or
around this, right? I mean,
take?
to improve the nation's roads and bridges and waterways and broadband, and so there were weeks on negotiation, and it was really quiet because everybody has been so worried about inflation. But now this comes into play. I mean, we already talked about it last week. Let me just go back to the chart. Caterpillar already had a good jump. Let me just bring it up here. Hold on, and a few other. Infrastructure. Well, and then on Friday, Caterpillar actually closed lower because originally President Biden said that he'd refuse to sign the deal unless another bill came in from the Democrats that include funding for issues like climate change, childcare, healthcare, and education. But then, big news over the weekend. Did you see that?
Yeah, it sounded like he said that he would go ahead and sign the bill. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. On Saturday, he clarified that he does not plan to veto the
Sure.
bill, even if it comes without the separate bill that is favored by the Democrats. And this is where yesterday, Republican senators said, well, then the deal can move forward. And so this is where we stand right now. And I think this might be a little bit more also in focus this week. It'll be overall a quiet week. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, we also have the 4th of July holiday coming up, and so on Monday, next Monday, that is, there is a market holiday in the US, so major exchanges are closed. And typically around the 4th of July, big traders are taking a little extra time off.
Right.
That's just how it goes. So, maybe heading into the weekend, Friday super slow, could even trickle into Thursday, who knows? But I would agree that it could be kind of a calm, muted trading environment. And then the jobs report, of course, is the biggie of the week. And then we head right into a 3-day weekend.
Right. Okay. Well, also news from Bitcoin over the weekend. So on Saturday, actually, there was this news that more crackdown is happening, and this time it is coming from the UK. So in the UK, there's Binance, which is the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, and it got banned by UK regulators. The Financial Conduct Authority said that Binance Markets here is not permitted to undertake any regulated activity in the UK. So this is where, I mean, at first we saw that Bitcoin did not really react to this if we look at it here over the weekend. Did you follow this?
You know, I just saw the headline. I didn't really look into it, but isn't Binance similar to Coinbase for yes. the US? So yeah. It's, you know, that's a big deal. I also saw that the third richest man in Mexico, who it sounds like he owns some banks, he's looking at accepting Bitcoin now, saying that fiat currency is essentially a scam. So, you know, maybe more acceptance around the world, offsetting.
Well, we talked about it. I mean, Bitcoin right now is trapped between $30,000 and $40,000, and it has been there since mid-May. So we'll see. I mean, at some point, it'll break out to the upside or the downside, right? And I mean, if it is to the downside, it could actually be a shakeout of these, what they call paper hands, right? Where some retail traders say, oh, okay, maybe Bitcoin did not really work out and flock back into meme stocks. Well, let's talk about, or let's take a look at Dogecoin. Also, not a whole lot going on here. Dogecoin, super, super tiny, tiny range here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also saw that Elon Musk and Jack Dorsey agreed to discuss Bitcoin in an event called the B Word Day on July 21st. So this could be interesting. So I think they had a Twitter battle over the weekend, and this is where they said, okay, you know what? Let's just sit down and discuss it and exchange views. And they are doing it apparently on July 21st. So this will be coming up soon.
B-Day.
B-Day, yeah. Let's take a look at a few here. MicroStrategy, which is tied to Bitcoin. I mean, they have several billion dollars.
I think Bitcoin. Several, yeah.
Yeah, so they're up 3.4% here this morning. Let's see what Coinbase is doing. Also, Coinbase up 2% this morning. I mean, these are just companies that move in tandem here with Bitcoin.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about Intellia Therapeutics?
No, what is going on there? What's
the
symbol?
NTLA. So N is in Nancy, TLA.
Okay. Woo, up 50% this morning?
Yeah, so
wow.
Intellia Therapeutics are rocketing higher after the company and a partner, Regeneron. The ticker for Regeneron is REGN. They announced positive phase one results of its gene editing treatment for a disease. I think it's transthyretin amyloidosis. Probably butchered that name, but basically this is a destructive disease that causes fatal nerve and heart disease, but they're showing the possibility to do this gene editing inside the liver, which hasn't really been done before. And so this technology was able to nearly shut off production of that toxic protein that the disease causes, and like edit the gene's activity. So this is like big bioscience that's really...
And this is where, you know, these bio stocks are wild, right? I mean, we talked about BIIB already, Biogen. I mean, when they announce something like this, this is when they go crazy, right? And maybe they can stay this way. And this is what's happening this morning. I mean, up 50%. This is just crazy. But it can go both ways. Because if this does not work out, then quick fall here. So yeah,
that's bio stocks. Exactly where they're at. That's like, you know, it's super positive right now, but there's still a lot of work to be done. Two stocks in similar space here, CRISPR Therapeutics, CRSP. I think they were up over 10% pre-market.
Woo, yo, 11%.
Yeah, and then EDIT. So they have the same gene editing technology, and they're kind of getting a benefit from.
I mean, it's good if you catch this. It's not really for me. You know, I want to make SRC profits, systematic.
Yeah, these are
consistent. So not for me. But hey, since we're talking about crazy stocks, let's talk about AMC. Oh, I thought that AMC this morning Would be up a little bit more. It's 1.6% because this F9 movie, which is the latest installment in the Fast and Furious, I mean, they had $70 million in ticket sales last weekend. And this is the most of
Wow.
any movie released in the wake of the pandemic. So it's a big deal. But if you think about it, I mean, this is where sometimes we saw 300 million, 400 million, 500 million in a weekend. So 70 million is not a whole lot. But it seems that people are ready to go back into theaters. And that's, I thought that AMC would react a little bit more to this, but apparently it
Well,
doesn't.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say even if they had a $700 million weekend, it's already priced into the stock.
It probably, and we know that there's a meme stock that is where fundamentals right now don't matter, right? But hey, whatever.
They could have a tough
Okay,
one or
let's talk
might price
about a
it.
few more boring stocks. Boeing. I mean, Boeing is usually a stock. Let me just zoom out here a little bit. And actually, I want to go to a weekly chart because Boeing is just usually a super consistent stock. Going up a little bit, then there's bad news from the AFAA or regarding their plane. Going up a little bit, then there's bad news regarding their planes. Going up, then there's bad news regarding their planes. Going up, bad news regarding their planes. And this morning, bad news regarding their planes. So, do you see
Yeah,
that?
I saw that CNBC had obtained a FAA letter that was sent to Boeing that basically said that it's not likely to receive certification for its 777X long range aircraft until mid to late 2023 because of numerous tech issues that need to be resolved. So,
And we're back to Boeing tech issues. And then it will jump up again. I mean, this is just
yeah.
as stair-stepping as it can be. It's
Yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What else did you see? What's
Tesla
happening?
recall.
Tesla
The
recall. Yeah, Tesla has a pretty big recall. It's
cool
not.
thing is that it's all done with software.
Yeah, so it's not a big deal. So it's something connected with the autopilot and self-driving mode, right? The autopilot mode.
Yeah.
So 30,000 cars affected, but it's software and it's super easy. I mean, as soon as you
Yeah.
plug it in or as you're at home, it's connecting, it's downloading the software almost automatically. And so that is not really a big deal. And this is why this morning, Tesla is probably more reacting to Bitcoin. And this is why they're up
Agreed.
0.3% than they are actually here to this news, especially since it's not where they have to repair cars, bring them in. It's just a software
Exactly.
update.
Because I think it's 300,000 rather than 30,000,
Oh,
but still,
300,000.
to your point, that's the cool thing about these electric cars.
Yeah. Hey, since we're talking about electric cars here, so this is where also the European Commission, they are discussing zero emission target for cars. And they say, you know what? We want to have this by 2035. So, I mean, it's coming. This is only, what, 14 years away. And this would not only mean the end of the internal combustion engine, but also the end of plug-in hybrids. They haven't made any decisions just yet. But I know that the big car manufacturers, I mean, they're already thinking about it because Ford, basically, they said that they will only sell electric vehicles in Europe by 2030. So they're kind of a step ahead. Volvo, let's see, is Volvo traded at the exchange? No, they're not really, but Volvo is over the counter here. So they're also saying that, yeah, we'll do it the same year, 2030. Sounds good. Honda, HMC. So Honda is a little bit behind. They say, well, yeah, we're targeting 2040. And then, yeah, Stellantis. So they have changed names so many times. It used to be Chrysler, then they merged with Fiat, then it was Fiat Chrysler, and now it is Stellantis, right? Anyhow, they're saying that they're no longer planning to invest in the development of combustion engines. So yeah, this were this morning not really a whole lot of news because the European Commission is just targeting it.
Yeah. And that's kind of in line with what we're seeing in California too. I think 2035 might be the target.
Okay.
I could be off. Might be
All right.
sooner.
Well, we need to get ready for trading. I hope that you enjoyed this morning's update. We'll post a few links to videos on how exactly we trade and we get ready for our trading day right now. So they should be popping up. Hope you enjoyed it. On your way out, give us a like and don't forget to subscribe to the channel and watch these videos. Okay, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.